Hey guys, LPR here. Thanks for tuning in to Act Like a DJ. This edition of the podcast features a Greek international DJ and producer by the name of Heavy Pins. Really nice guy and a great DJ and producer of the new disco style. Very, very versatile. Stay tuned if you want to find out more about his upbringing in Canada, moving on to Greece at an early age, his musical influences, and what it takes to break into the music scene. If you like the show, please comment, rate it, and subscribe on iTunes. You can find out all the social media details for ourselves and for Heavy Pins at the end of the show. Check it out.
Hi, this is Marco Liz, and you're listening to Act Like a DJ with LPR.
Hey, we are Denzel Park, and you're listening to Act Like a DJ with LPR.
Hey guys, this is Stonebridge, and you're listening to Act Like a DJ with my boy LPR.
Live on Facebook for the new episode of Act Like a DJ from beautiful Bali as well, I must say. Thanks to Damien Saint for hooking us up in the W Sound Suite. Brand new, it's been open for about 6 weeks now. 6 weeks?
Yeah. 6 weeks.
6 or so weeks. He's out of shots doing his production things in the background. He's got a great set of headphones on as well. And today I am doing the episode with the fantastic Heavy Pins, all the way from Greece. How you doing, mate?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm fine, good.
And what brings you to Bali? I know you've been here before. We'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. But what brings you here this time? Have you got any gigs or have you already played? What's been going
on? I've already played Saturday on the 6th anniversary of Cocoon.
Good. How was it?
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing, yes.
Really cool, right?
Really good, yes.
Okay, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I actually played at the gig with him as well. I played before Jim. Jim is his real name, by the way, so if you hear me referring to Jim, I'm not talking to the fifth person in the room. It's actually talking to Heavy Pins. Do you mind if I call you Jim?
No, not at all.
That's cool. So the 6th anniversary for Cocoon, what was your set like? Was it good? Did you have some fun?
It was really good. The music was... more new disco, deep house, and vocals. I love playing in pool parties, this type of style. Actually, I had a really good warm-up set from LPR, and Ahmed Kilic was joining the party as well.
Yeah.
He played before me.
Have you played with Ahmed before?
We played at Egypt.
Okay.
Twice. We met twice, 3 years ago. A big party in Marassi, North Coast.
And how is it compared to Egypt, the Bali pool party scene? Is it pretty?
It was way different. Yeah. In Egypt, it was like a night party. It was about like 2,000 people.
Oh, wow.
But I love Bali, you know, the people here and the pool party. It was amazing.
Yeah. So pool parties are your thing then? That's what you like to do?
Oh, yeah. Depends. If I'm playing in a nightclub, the music will be like a bit different. So in pool parties, it's more vocal stuff and new disco for me.
So you change your style quite a lot then?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your... a lot of people know you, the Heavy Pins brand, as
new disco. New disco, yeah. But in Greece... new disco, the music, they use it as a warm-up, not as a main set.
Right.
So they want more like pumping stuff, like more tech house, more groove. So I play more tech house and maybe some techno after, like a two-hour set. But normally when I travel, I have gigs more for new disco, G-house. Mm-hmm. So I was in Brazil. I played more G house, more G bass.
Really popular over there, right?
Yeah, really, really.
Yeah. So when people are booking you outside of Greece, they tend to go more along the lines of your own production. So
along the
new disco route and stuff like that.
Because of my sets on SoundCloud and my productions, my releases on the labels are more like new disco.
And have you tried to produce more tech house bits, or are you kind of?
I've only released one track. In collaboration with one of my friends from Brazil, Dakar Carvalho. It was signed on Mejali Safra's Playmobil Material Series, if you know the label. And it had support from Hot Since 82.
Oh, beautiful. Well done.
Yeah, but it was my only tech house release.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. So
I haven't released anything yet, so but I'm going to work on it.
You've got about, I mean, how many productions in the new disco style have you got out at the moment? Maybe
lots.
Quite a lot. So yeah. What are some of the labels that you've released on in the past?
Bunny Tiger, Sleazy G from UK, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Sleazy Deep, Soultrack Boa, it's a Brazilian label. Clap 7 is a Brazilian label.
You do a lot with Spirit Soul, though, don't you? Do you
Spirit Soul, I have one release.
And with mixtapes as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and right? Lots of mixtapes. I've been releasing mixtapes for Spirit Soul for about 4 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And is that usually like 2 or 3 every year or something like
no,
that?
No, every month.
Oh, yeah?
You do every one. Month. Spirit Soul, the podcast from Spirit Soul helped me go out of my country.
Yeah?
Yeah. My first gig was in Egypt about 4 years ago. And the guy that requested me to go there heard my sets from Spirit Soul.
Oh, wow. So it was.
So that's how it started, yeah.
Cool. That's great. So, I mean, in terms of building up your brand and Heavy Pins, how did you get the name Heavy Pins and what happened with that?
Oh, okay. Heavy Pins used to be two people. I had another guy with me. The other guy was really heavy, and I was thin, yeah. But now I'm heavy too. But he couldn't continue because of some family stuff, and I continued the brand. I wanted to change the name, but I already had like lots of releases, and I was building up the name, the brand. So I just sticked with Heavy Pins by myself.
Yeah.
Normally, everyone thinks Heavy Pins two people, and that's normal, right?
Well, to be honest, when I heard the name, I didn't think of two people.
Really?
But I had heard the name before, so maybe somewhere along the line I'd saw a picture or read an interview or something like that. So maybe that's what was in my mind. But no, I don't think it's two people.
Yeah, so I hear like there's other artists like Croatia Squad, who is in the new disco scene. It's Croatia Squad.
One guy?
Oh, one guy.
Yeah, I know. It's that threw me off a little bit. Like, there's other people like that. Like, Redondo is two people.
Oh, yeah?
So every time you see them, like, active on Twitter and stuff like that, people are saying, oh, thanks, bro. And I know it's only one person typing at the time. But people get confused all the time. Camel Fat is another one. They're from Liverpool, two guys. People don't necessarily know that it's two people. And there's a lot like that going on, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you've been doing your thing solo for 4 years or a little bit less than that?
A little bit less, I think. It's 3.5, 4 years maybe.
Yeah. And your first big gig outside of Greece was in Egypt, did you say?
Yes.
How was that?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally different. Normally in your country, people don't support you that much. Don't respect you. It's like you're a local DJ.
Yeah.
But when you go outside, it's totally different. Like the people respect and are kind and friendly, you know? That's what I like.
So you mentioned that it was due to a mixtape that kind of got your fit. Is that always been? Is that why you do so many? Because you get a lot of work through your mixtapes, or now is it?
No,
more?
No. It just happened.
Yeah.
I didn't do that because of that. It just appeared. I had some productions at that time, more G house style, that was big in Egypt in the new disco. But that mixtape, I don't know, the guy that he was a promoter, he had a management at Egypt. He just sent me a email if you want to come to Egypt and play. And we said, okay.
Yeah, nice. That's the way to do it. So what have you been doing this year then? We're now in the end of July. What have you been doing since the turn of the year? Have you had much work or have you been kind of focusing on other things?
Actually, I'm not producing that much. I only have like 2-3 new tracks working on with some of my friends. I want to change the style of my music, like more tech house, more underground. But it's like a little bit different because I have lots of, my background is more new disco. But the scene is going more underground. I can see it. So I'm not producing that much. I'm just like organizing my music, my library, and touring. I have some gigs like I'm going to September. I'm going to Brazil for 1 month.
Nice. This will be the second
time? My second time. And I have some gigs in Greece around like Crete.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Crete. 17.
And I have some local places in my town and some other around Greece.
So where's your town then? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Canada, Toronto.
You were born in Canada,
I was
right?
born in Canada oh, wow. until 13 years old.
How was that? What was it like there?
It was nice.
Pretty normal.
Normal, yeah.
Yeah. Colder than Greece, I guess.
Way colder than Greece. 50 below zero.
Wow. It's it's something that I can't even imagine now, seeing as it's 37 degrees every day in Bali. Last time I saw snow was on Game of Thrones, I think. So when you moved to Greece, is that when you first started to get influenced by music and got into it, or was you...
I always liked it. I didn't DJ when I was 13, but I always liked music. No, that time I listened to more Euro dance music, you know, electronic Euro dance. I liked like the dance music. And when I came to Greece, after like a year, I started playing at, you know, school parties and collecting music. And then I rented the 100 SD, the Pioneer DJs.
Yeah, yeah.
I started with those. I rented them for like 1 week to learn how to mix. And then I started my radio show when I was 15 years old.
Oh, so you did a radio show to begin with?
Yeah, not talking, only mixing.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm not good with talking.
Oh, you fooled all us in this room at the moment. You're doing well. How did the mix show go about, with some friends, or was it just you?
Just me.
And how did you...
I started playing more electro house, you know, if you remember the artists like Player and Remedy.
Yeah.
Dirty South.
Yeah, for sure.
I played more this type of style of electro house. After like some years, more housey stuff, saxophone, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I went into more... deep house stuff and new disco and on and on.
So when you were growing up then, who would you say your favorite bands or artists were when you were first getting into DJing? Who did you really look up to? Like people like Dirty South, was it those type of guys or somebody else?
Yeah, I liked lots of artists. Like I admire about their like the work they mm-hmm. did. Dirty South, Player and Remedy, I mentioned before. I like that electro house, so I didn't have some specific... Yeah. Just the music.
You just liked music and wanted to play as much of it as you could. Well, that's important. So, how long have you been DJing then?
About 4 years.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
My first gig was out of Egypt. I think it was 4 years ago.
Oh, cool. And so after Bali, you mentioned you're going to Brazil. Where are you going to be playing in Brazil? Have you got the venue locked down yet?
No. I have my manager. He's working on 5 gigs. Sao Paulo, Florianapolis, and Rio de Janeiro.
Cool. And how do you like Brazil? What's it like compared to Bali? Say that Bali's better, please.
It is better.
Okay.
For me,
that's all we needed.
But I didn't go at like, it wasn't the high season when I went there. It was the summer finished and the winter started. But the parties were good. Mm-hmm. People love to dance. They never stop dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and your sets are more G-House when you go over
yeah,
to...
Yeah, it was G-House. Only 1 hour set.
Really?
Each club, yes.
Why is that? Is that they give you a reason?
They had like 5-6 DJs on the lineup.
So they try and keep it fresh and just rotate.
Yeah, so when you start your set, the music from the guy that was playing before you stops. You clap to the crowd and then you start again.
Oh, so it's a real reset every time?
Yes, every time, like 5 resets.
Wow. Is it like a 3 a.m. crowd, or did you play more pool parties in the daytime?
The first party I played in Florianapolis was a pool party. It was until 3 o'clock.
Cool.
But it started at 7.
Yeah.
It had like 10 DJs, I think.
Really?
In Sao Paulo, I played at Clash Club, which is one of the best clubs in Brazil. It's until 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
So if you had to pick a few memorable gigs that you've played, where would you say? I mean, I know you've played in a very quite a few countries across the world. Where do you like to go, and what type of venues and places stick out in you?
Normally, I like small clubs. Yeah, I love that kind of style of venues.
Really close.
Yeah, because I want to be close with the people. I can't tell you which one's my favorite, but I liked Berlin a lot. I had a party there. I have some label manager, a friend of mine. I released some stuff on his label. It's called Gunpowder.
Nice.
G House.
Yeah.
He did a party for like 450 people, and the people there like dance all night long.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not boring at all.
Cool. Well, that's important. Are you going to, any plans to go back to Germany then and do some more?
Actually, I had a request for September, but I can't make it because I'm going to be in Brazil.
Oh, okay. So Brazil's going to be the whole of September?
The whole of September, yes.
So you go from Bali to... You're going to do a couple more gigs around Asia, hopefully.
I'm going to Singapore.
Yeah.
But not sure yet.
And then you've got a few back in your homeland, and then you're going to go over to Brazil. Oh, you're a busy boy. It's good, man.
Oh, it's okay. Not so busy.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
So how would you describe growing up in Greece then, when you moved over there? I know it was 13, but what was your hobbies, and what type of things did you do growing up? Was you always around music, or did you used to like football or different things?
I used to play like football, but I wasn't that good at it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I started like quick going into DJing and music.
So it just took over.
It was music, and music after music came the DJ, you know?
Yeah. So it was always listening first, and then it just came naturally to do that.
Yeah, and you know, if you're a DJ, you don't like any hobbies, I think. You like drinking Coca-Cola.
There you go, there's another plug there.
Yeah, and smoking, and chilling in your room, watching movies, producing,
yeah,
making mixtapes.
And getting no sunlight at all. That's what happens, isn't it? So you mentioned producing. How did you start? What made you think that you wanted to get into producing? Was it because you were doing so well with your mixtapes and you just...
No, I had a friend, Sakao. You know Sakao?
I know the name, yeah, sure.
He lived in my city. Actually, I didn't know he was Greek at all. And he came at a party I was playing, and he just said, hey, I like you. You want to start producing? He's like, who are you? Sakao. Yeah, why not? And he helped me. I started with Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
He gave me some samples and showed me around. And then I worked on by myself. He gave me some contacts with some labels.
Oh, nice. That helps.
Yeah, he helped me a lot. And after I started working on Ableton.
Mm-hmm. And you're still on Ableton now?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. So have you got anything that you're almost ready to release, or have you got a few 16 bar loops like we all have?
Yeah, that's
yeah, stuck in
lots of unfinished stuff.
Yeah. So when can we expect you to get your ass in gear and get some things finished? So
I'm gonna start October.
Yeah.
Yeah, really hard.
And you're gonna go. This is gonna be more tech house, or is it gonna be still in the new disco?
I'm gonna start working on both. You know, and work like don't immediately the new disco.
Yeah, yeah, just kind of cross over when it happens. So do you prefer your tech house set, or do you prefer playing the new disco stuff because you can play more of your own releases?
Depends on the venue, always. Yeah. If like Cocoon, people love the new disco vocal and housey stuff.
Sure.
So if people are having a good time, I like playing new disco. If people are in a nightclub drunk and, you know, they like more dark stuff, and I like playing both styles, but I want people to have a good time. That's the point.
Well, it's important that you mentioned that you can actually change your style, because some people have certainly passed through Bali, and you hear stories that they may play at a beach club, but they may play really dark music when it's still daylight outside and things like that. So it is important to be able to change your style depending on what the crowd wants at the time, and not just be like, I play this,
yeah,
I will play this, and if you don't dance, then it's not my problem.
Yeah, maybe because some artists are really strict to playing their own stuff. Maybe it's good for them, maybe it's not. I don't know. I just stick with my plan.
Well, what I noticed with your set at the Blue Party, you started in one direction, and not the band, by the way, with a music style. And then, you started in one style, and then you moved over, and you actually said to me at one point, I need to change this up, what do you think? And you did it yourself, and you kind of went a lot more pumping, which at the time it was just about gone dark, hadn't it? And it worked really well. It was pretty much perfect, and you went for it. They loved it.
Ahmed Kilik was playing before me. He played for an hour and a half. He was playing new disco, and people loved it. So I tried to change more housey. But people were not so...
You think it was too quick, the change?
Yeah.
Right.
So I just... But your set was really good too. Last time I was here in Bali with... playing the Double Six Hotel.
Dave Seaman.
Yeah, with Dave Seaman. I played before. It was Dave Seaman and Stan Kolev.
Yeah, it was Stan. You played before Stan.
I played before Stan. It wasn't that crowded, but I played more tech house. And Stan Kolev did a good set, and Dave Seaman. But the best set was from LPR.
Thank you.
For me.
That's me, by the way, if you didn't know. Because we were talking about this an hour or so ago. I don't get to play as much of that style because I'm predominantly down at Cocoon. And Double Six only do maybe 3-4 parties every year, so it's really, really fun to just be able to let loose at these parties. And that was actually the first time I met you.
Yeah,
it was during that the close set, wasn't it? And we just hung out, and then the next day at Splash, and then it's just gone from there. But no, as far as
so you can change your style too.
Yeah, we were saying, yeah. I mean, how important it's got to be just to be versatile and be able to get more work, because I'm pretty sure that if you play at these clubs in Brazil or Egypt and then always did what you wanted to do rather than be able to be a little bit flexible, then maybe they're not going to ask you to go back
exactly in
a few months. And I mean, if you're going to Brazil for the second time, it proves that you're valuable to these people. So you can do your thing, but you can do what needs to be done as well. You can change a little bit, or you recognize, okay, it's a really good G-house crowd, or it's a really good tech house crowd. Cocoon,
exactly.
Really good new disco crowd. You know, it's good. It's a very good attribute to have. But every time you've played at Cocoon, you've blown it away. It's been really cool. So
thanks.
Bali's certainly going to be a second home to you. You love it here, right?
I love it, yes.
What's the best thing about Bali then?
I can't explain. It's something magical, and the atmosphere, I can't explain.
People use that word all the time. Have you, Damien, you must have heard that a couple of times as well. People refer to Bali as being magical. It's for us, it's just
most people come to Bali and never go back, you know.
Yeah, that happens a lot as well. I mean, there's a lot of people who are here for a reason.
They start on holidays and never come back.
Yeah, well, that's it. Some people, they can't go back, and some people, they just don't go back.
Maybe I'll stay here for...
You should. You should. We'll figure it out. You've already got the tan, you know. You'll fit right in. You got more of a tan than me and him. Whenever you are ready to come back to Bali, then for sure we'll hook you up again at Cocoon. That's no problem. Actually, we've got a little bit of an exclusive announcement here, haven't we? We've just figured out that you're going to be added to the Splash lineup next week.
Yes,
that's a bit. Anyone who's watching on the live stream on Facebook will be able to find out first. So you're going to be playing probably with me next Sunday.
Yeah,
and then after Splash. there's another pretty big party that's going on in the same building as we're in now.
Yeah.
And that's SPF down at the W, where we are now. Another plug for the W. And one of the artists is actually, you're a fan, right?
I really like this type of Afro house music. But I like it in summertime, you know?
Yeah.
Or
perfect for Bali.
Yeah,
then.
Perfect, yes.
So we're going to be coming down here after Splash next week, so that's going to be pretty cool.
We're going to party at Splash, and then we'll come back here at the hotel.
Why not? And you're actually staying at Double Six now at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that, because you're actually holed up in the penthouse. Penthouse for 5 days. How's that working out?
I love the penthouse.
Have you been posting some pictures on your fan page?
Not so much.
Oh, you should. You got to do it. Even for me, because you're going to make me jealous as well.
You can come by whenever you want.
I'm doing it. After this, we're going to go back and chill.
Okay.
We'll do it.
Chill in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the jacuzzi. That's the only thing I like about the penthouse.
Yeah.
The jacuzzi.
The views and whatever. You know, but the jacuzzi.
Nothing else.
So, in terms of your brand, Heavy Pins, that's been going for a few years. You mentioned it was two guys and now it's one.
Yes.
How did you build it from nothing to now being an international DJ? Because a lot of people don't know, but it's so difficult to get work outside of your country, whether you live in England, whether you live in France, Italy, Germany, and you're doing it. So I know you do have productions behind you, but how did you build yourself up to be in a position where you're getting the calls now from around the world?
For me, it's about the connections, you know? Not you don't have connections in the start, but if you go somewhere and have a good connection like me and you, then you can build yourself. But I think in the beginning I was lucky because of the mixtape. Because when I went once to Egypt, I went 8 times after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there like 8-10 times. And people love the music. And I had really good parties there with good organizers and the best venues in Egypt. So that made me like... Also, I work with Ahmed Kilik, is really famous in Egypt. So working with him helps me get gigs there too.
Helps you grow as well.
Yeah. After is that I think I started the production of the G House. I was like one of the first. So I released on good labels like on the scene, like Bunny Tiger and Sleazy G. They're one of the best labels.
For sure, yeah.
With on this type of style.
Yeah.
So people from Brazil love the style. And there's lots of artists like Vintage Culture who are releasing on Sleazy G and Bunny Tiger. So it makes you big as well because you're with these kinds of artists.
You have the association with
those
guys.
So
yeah.
That's how you get like fans from Brazil and you get fans from Egypt.
Do you play with Vintage Culture when you go to Brazil?
No. He's really, really big there.
Right.
Yeah.
But that'll be the next one though, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. So when you've been, we mentioned Vintage Culture just then. When you've been doing your gigs and you've been playing with the likes of Ahmed Kilik and other guys, who are some of the other guys that you've played alongside? Or this year or next year, who would you like to play with? What type of gigs would you like to be doing?
LPR.
Oh, well, I've never heard of him, but I'm sure...
He's really good.
We can figure it out. Where does he live? Bali?
Yeah, okay. Bali.
Does he play a cocoon for Splash next Sunday?
Yeah, I trust him.
Yeah. But, if you've got any people who you really admire on the scene and you would love to do some work with them, maybe it's a collab or maybe it's a gig. Who are the people that you really enjoy listening to at the moment?
I like Solomon.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I can't get... So he's really, really big right now and difficult to... And my music, I don't make this type of music.
That doesn't matter. I mean...
Yeah. I would like to play with him.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I can play his style.
You could follow, yeah.
Yeah, I can follow. But that's it.
Yeah, okay, well, forget about who you would like to play with. Who Who are the DJs that you really like right now in July 2016? What type of tracks are you playing and from what type of guys? You mentioned the guy from Brazil, actually. You said he had one. Who's the guy who had the one song and he's just exploded in Brazil?
Oh, his name is Illusionize. Yeah, he had a track on Bunny Tiger. I was on the same compilation with this track. It's with Sharam J and Chemical Surf. They are also big in Brazil. And after this track, this guy is like explode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one song. First ever one.
But now he's making lots of productions. This style. He's like, he created his style. And that's really important. He has his own unique sound.
In your next gig in Brazil, and you're playing with, what's the guy's name?
Illusionize.
Illusionize. Are you going to be starstruck, or are you going to be? I mean, do you ever get starstruck with the guys you play with? I don't mean me.
No.
Any of these other guys?
Depends if they're friendly, you know. I want people to be friendly. I don't get starstruck. No,
that's good. That's cool. It's better to be like that. I mean,
I'm friendly too, so I'm friendly to everyone. But if they don't want to be friendly, I don't feel comfortable.
You do get, I mean, let's be honest, we are in an industry where you do get both sides. That there's a lot of DJs who are super nice, really friendly guys, and then you've got a lot of people who maybe they've just been delayed on their flight to Bali for 16 hours and they get here and they're hungover and they're jet lagged and they're just not in the right mood and they don't give you the time of day, then, you know. So I think it is important with these podcasts especially that when somebody who is a Heavy Pins fan, they get to know that now, they get to know more about you and they get to know what you're like as a person and stuff like that, because you don't want to be associated with being an asshole or you know, being that type of guy. But everybody's human. So maybe the one day that you did get that really big delay and then you saw that one fan and you had to, you know, you had to just ignore them or whatever the reason might be, then obviously this is a good platform to be able to get across to the people who you really are and what you're about. And it's, I mean, hopefully this does a lot for you, because you are a really nice guy and you're certainly not one of the guys I would put into the category of being arrogant or stuff like that. So it's cool, man. It's refreshing. It's good to see.
Thanks.
So what are you going to do after this? What's your plans for the rest of your time in Bali?
Oh, we're playing together at the Splash Party on Sunday. I'm with my future wife here.
Nice. And give it a shout out.
we're also with a friend that owns a club in Greece.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work at his club, not like a resident, but I have my own parties there every Sunday.
What's the name of the club?
Vintage.
The name of the club is Vintage.
Yeah,
Do you have a name for your party?
No. No, it's just me, Heavy Pins.
If people check
out, people know me as Jim, so my party's Heavy Pins.
Yeah, that's all right. That's cool. So if people search for Vintage, and what town is it in?
In Patra. It's the third biggest city in Greece.
Oh, well, let's promote it a little bit. When are you next going to be playing there? Because then people.
It's closed for the summer. And it opens in late September.
Okay.
After I come from Brazil, I'll start my night.
So people need to check out your fan page, and you'll be posting some stuff when you're going to be back there then soon. Yeah. That's cool. So have you got any plans to go to any of the islands while you're here? Like we talked.
I'm thinking about going Gili Island. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been before?
No.
I've been here for years, and I've never been to Gili. I never get. We were talking a couple of days ago. I never get 2 days off in a row. It's always one and maybe one and a half. So I never get a chance to be able to go to, like, I've been to Lembongan, but it's a lot closer. Gili's is supposed to be beautiful, really, really beautiful.
You can join us if you want.
Like I said, I'm working every day. I'd love to. I really would love to get over there, and one day it's going to happen. But so far it's been since 2011, and I haven't been there. I've never managed to.
I'll send you some pictures.
Yeah, just rub it in, why don't you? So what other places have you been around the world then?
Oh, I've been in Berlin, I told you before, Istanbul, Turkey.
How's that?
Nice. I like Turkey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that when you played with Ahmet or is that...
No. I played with Sakal there.
Okay, cool. And was that a nightclub or again?
A nightclub.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how's the vibe over in Turkey?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
What type of music are they into over there?
They're a new disco in G-House I played.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it wasn't a one-hour set, right?
No. It was like, the club owner didn't want us to leave.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's always a good
sign. We were supposed to go off at 5 o'clock and we left at 7.
Nice. So you stayed open an extra 2 hours. We got an hour extension on Saturday. And at the end, people were asking us, can you just do one more? Can you just do one more? Hey, we've done an hour more. We can't go any longer. We've got to turn the music off now. So when you played in Turkey, that was the first time. Was that with Ahmet Kilic?
No. Just with Sakal.
Okay. So where did you play with Ahmet? Because he's actually here as well at the moment, isn't he?
We've played at Egypt.
Oh, Egypt. Sorry.
Egypt, Marassi. And another touristic place in Egypt called Urgada. That's where we played. And it's our third time in Bali.
Yeah.
We played together, yeah.
You actually told me something really interesting about how he made his name. And it was a little bit similar to how you did with the mixtape, but his was like an explosion. Like,
yeah.
Overnight kind of thing. What happened with that?
He told me that he was like, he had a company, a furniture company in Bulgaria, and he had to like stop because the business wasn't doing good. And he was like drunk on vodka in his room. He's like, let's make a mix. And he made a mix of deep house, new disco. That's when this scene started, the new type of style. And he got 12 million plays on YouTube.
Like pretty much overnight as well, wasn't it? Crazy, right?
Crazy.
And then he doesn't produce or produces very little.
Yeah, I think only two, three tracks.
Yeah, and he's getting work all over the world as well.
All over, yeah.
That's really, really...
Has over 50, 60,000 followers on SoundCloud.
It's crazy.
That's... Gets more than 5 million plays on... One podcast.
Yeah, well, he's done a Cocoon anniversary compilation along with you as well. So if you head over to soundcloud.com/Cocoon Beach Club, well, you'll be able to find two of our new mixtapes, both mixed by Heavy Pins and Ahmet Kilic. Free to download, free to play, do what you want with them. But you and Ahmet, have you got any plans to do some more stuff in the future? You work together quite a lot.
Yeah, we work on mixes. He told me now in Bali if we want to work on a track together.
I mean, you could do that here in the W Sound Suite.
Why not?
brand new. You can contact.
But he's leaving tomorrow. Oh. Yeah, really good studio here.
So we're running out of time actually because we've got to go to a meeting a little bit after this with a couple of important people over at Cocoon. How do people get in touch with you?
I have like on my SoundCloud page my email.
Okay.
And on my Facebook page, normally direct to me.
Yeah.
Here in Bali, I had like good people that I trust, so that's why I came immediately, and I love to come all the time. Also in Egypt, I have a manager that's really organized and I trust. But in Egypt, people are like, they don't need to trust because they're not so organized, you know. But Ahmet's been telling me this, that you have to be like careful. So I have my manager there, and every party I've been there was perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he knows how to do his job.
So... Can you tell us more about your Facebook and your Instagram? How do people follow you? Because there's going to be people who are listening to this and they're going to go, okay, let's go and check out his Instagram. What is your username? Is it just Heavy Pins?
Heavy Pins, yeah.
So it's just facebook.com/heavypins?
Yeah.
And the same on Instagram. And have you got a website or is there any...
No, I'm constructing...
Nice. Yeah, so the best place to contact you is going to be Facebook and I guess SoundCloud/heavypins as well.
Yes.
And there's going to be some new music out there real soon. Thanks for doing this, man. Really appreciate it.
Me too, man.
Have a good time. Catch Heavy Pins this Sunday for Splash at Cocoon Bali. If you're watching on the live stream, thank you very much for that. This is the first time that we've done a live stream. Thanks again to Damien and the whole crew down at the W Sound Suite. And we'll be back for another episode real soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Act Like a DJ. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you want to follow Heavy Pins, you can do so over at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud. It is all just .com/heavypins. If you want to follow Act Like a DJ, do so over at facebook.com/actlikeadjpodcast. You can also sign up on iTunes and Google Play. Please rate, comment, subscribe, and spread the word. See you on the next one.